Hello, 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 and welcome to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. It is a joy to be here with you. Happy New Year! This is our very first show for the year. And if you are joining us on Being Mindful, if this is your first time, Being Mindful is our regular show on PHBC Radio, where we explore issues relating to our quality of life as Christians. We deal with all a myriad of topics, from the spiritual, the social, financial. We talk about family, we talk Bible, we talk politics even. Yeah, politics, can you imagine? So welcome to the show. It is always a joy to have you. Throughout the show today, as with every show, we'd love you to get involved. So I'm just giving it to you now. You can contact us using the app, the PHBC Radio app. You tap on the Contact the Studio button and you can interact with us. You can send us your questions and join the conversation throughout the show today. So today, as usual, I am joined in the studio by my co-host, Lillian.
Hello.
Unfortunately, our other co-host, Anita, is unable to make it today due to another engagement that she had to. She sends her apologies.
Yes.
She absolutely does send her apologies. But it's wonderful to have you here with us today. So we're gonna do this. Let's jump straight in. Typically at this time of the show, at the beginning of the show, we always check in with one another. We always ask, you know, what's going on, just to see, to take the temperature, as it were. So I will start by asking Lillian, what's on your mind?
So what's on my mind? Well, it's the new year, as we know. And in my industry, there's a lot of noise around healthy, getting healthy. You know, if you've eaten a lot over Christmas, you put on weight, you know, what's your New Year's resolutions for getting healthier and fitter? And there's a lot of noise out there, but some of it can be a bit unpredictable and incorrect as well. So I'd be interested to know if any of our listeners have set any goals regarding their health. Because the one thing is something that I find commonly happens amongst individuals who say, right, that's it, you know, I'm going to get back to the gym because I hadn't been to the gym for the past 6 months or something like that.
Or, 6 months?
or a year even. I knew one guy who he paid his membership and he had not attended for a whole year.
Wow.
He had not attended for. So all that time, they were just taking money out of his bank account.
That's just... That's,
I said to him, you're rich.
That's a show
he
in
said,
itself.
No, I'm not rich. I said, you're rich.
Yeah.
I said, that's just... You're just giving away money.
That's free money.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think you know, just to jump in on that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the gyms and fitness organizations, they know that this is the stuff that happens.
Mm.
And I think this is how they make their money.
Mm.
Jolly well knowing that people are not, a lot of people are not going to follow through.
Yeah, definitely. Because if they had a true interest in your welfare and your well-being, they would follow up, you know, they would say, because they have check-in systems to see how often you come to the gym. And they would have said, oh, you know, we haven't seen you for like the whole month. You know, what's happening? We're just checking in with you, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
No, just let him invest.
Yeah.
I said, you're a secret investor.
Indeed.
But yes, yeah, so most people do the, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to get the new trainers, whatever. But they don't create the lifestyle, the healthy lifestyle, you know.
To go with that.
Exactly. I wrote an article today, which I'm sending out to my email list tomorrow about this, because... You know, if we imagine a plant, if you say you want to grow a plant, you get the seed, you put it in the right soil, you give it the right, you know, temperature, put it in the right lighting, etc.
The right nutrients as well.
Exactly. But we tend to, as humans, we just tend to focus on, we think it's the other factors. So you can exercise and go to the gym, but then you're going back to your normal, maybe your workplace environment, your home environment, you're spending a majority of the time sitting down, you know?
Mm.
Or what used to make me laugh when I used to teach classes was the ladies who used to, they used to stress themselves out about getting a parking space close to the gym. a parking space, you know, close to the gym. So after a while, I said to them, hold on a minute. I said, why do you come to the gym? They said, oh, to work out, to exercise. I said, so what's wrong with you parking, you know, far away and then walking into the gym, and that's your warm up to come to the gym, you know?
Indeed.
And it was like, they were like, they couldn't say anything because it's all part of your lifestyle, you know. But most people do it, they treat exercise and certain healthy aspects of healthy living as a tick box exercise.
Yes.
I've been to the gym, I've eaten healthy today, I've had my breakfast today, tick, 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 you know, instead of saying, okay, you know what, I need to be healthy. So what type of environment am I creating for myself? So... yeah,
I think that's so interesting what you said, particularly around that parking thing. In that moment, I thought, if it were me, what would I do? I remember when I used to be with Pure Gym, and I this particular gym, in fact, Sumi and I were members there. It had a parking space, and we always drove in, and we'd swipe in, and we'd park in the car park, and just walk across. But just now, as you were speaking, it was in that moment I thought, wow. I mean, and in the moments where I couldn't park in the gym, I felt a little bit, oh, car park full. I was a little bit inconvenienced. It's like, oh, I have to park on the street outside the gym. But it makes such, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think in some regard, that's part of the paradigm that needs to, you know, that thought mentality, how we think about what we do. I get in the car, I'm driving somewhere, I want to be as close as possible. And so we're not thinking, how do we do it differently in this, you know, we fall into our routine, we fall into that, you know, we do it by rote, we do it, you know, it's the way we did it, you know. So when I drive, I want to park as close as possible. And we're not thinking about the fact that, exactly as you said, you're warm up as you walk to the venue, you're cooled down as you walk back.
Yeah.
And again, oof. Wow, that's deep.
You see, that's why I'm the best wellness coach there is.
Hey, listeners, did you hear that? Lillian Laharty, the best wellness coach there is. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that, because I've seen some of your stuff. I'm not going to disagree with that at all. At all. Well, I'm not even allowed to disagree with that, am
I? No. So, Pastor Deji, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Uh-huh.
This afternoon, I was at home, I was working, I was in my study, and then I went to get a drink, and as I came back, I looked out of the window, and I thought, oh, what's that? What are those things fluttering down from the sky? What is this?
Was it angels?
So I...
God's angels. Jesus is coming back, everybody.
You know, just as you said that, I was going to say, these white things fluttering down. And then you said angels. Isn't it amazing? In the movies, angels are always, they're always white, robed in white.
I bet in reality, angels are not like that.
Hey, listen, you read Revelation. Yes. Those angels will scare you. Simple. You are not sleeping. Trust me. I mean, listen, every single time an angel appeared to someone in the Bible, you read it. Two things happened. The Bible either starts with, and they were very afraid, or it starts with, and the angel said, do not be afraid. Fear is a factor. You know, these little cherubs that look there with their blonde curls and their little tiny wings.
Looking like babies.
Angel, you know, the angel, Gabriel did not look like that. Gabriel, who was there defeating people, did not look like that. Oh. I am fairly convinced. Anyways... So these things fluttering down from the sky, and I grabbed my phone and I did a little video to send to my wife at work. And I said in the video, I said, look, we finally got our white Christmas. Hey, better late than never. Because Christmas Day was 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
You know, 2 weeks ago today.
It was 2 weeks ago.
I know, right?
It feels like ages ago.
I know.
Wow.
It was 2 weeks ago today. So 2 weeks, 14 days late for our white Christmas, we finally had the snow that they said, I mean, you could barely see any of it.
Yes.
But nevertheless, you could feel it.
Yes.
So it's colder. Mm-hmm. It's not, for me, it's not too cold.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This man. It's freezing.
No.
This is not my temperature at all.
No. It's not.
This is Arctic weather. Not,
it's not too cold. It is cold. Yes, it is in London. It's not too cold. But this isn't my optimum temperature. I don't know if I've ever said this. My ideal season is spring.
Oh.
I really like spring.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's cool enough for people like me and it's warm enough for people like you. It's kind of a compromise, you know.
Yeah.
Summer's too much, you know, but I can handle winter. So the weather's on my mind. I've been thinking about that. And today I thought, wow, it's finally cooling. You know, that's good. That's great. And let's see how it plays out over the next few days.
My goodness. Well, they said it's going to last for this week. And then hopefully next week it will warm up because I can't take this. I need to be... A friend of mine, I just found out today, she's in Barbados. I'm like, what?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not having this kind of weather in Barbados. No. That's for sure.
Far from it.
That's for sure. So, hey, listeners, yeah, wonderful to have you with us. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? What kind of day have you had? You know, is there a particular news story? Is there a particular thing around health or around weather that's on your mind as well? We'd love for you to chime in. We'd love to hear where you're at. So what we're going to do today, as I said on this show, we talk about all sorts of issues, particularly pertaining to our lives, our quality of lives as Christians. I'm going to introduce the show topic for us just for a brief moment. Then we're going to catch a little piece of music and then we'll come back and really get into it. And so today's topic is New Year, New You.
Yes.
You know, because obviously this time of the year, people make resolutions or people have made resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made a resolution? What's your New Year's resolution? We talked about going to the gym. Maybe your New Year's resolution is you're going to be like that guy who paid for the thing and you're just going to waste your money. Or you'll be like the other one who, you know, who liked to park by the gym. And if they couldn't park by the gym, they were disappointed.
Yes.
You know, what are your New Year's resolutions? We'd love to hear from you. Let's have a conversation about that. Particularly as Christians, you know, should Christians be making New Year's resolutions? And I think that's an important question. And I think, anyway, you can find almost anything on Google these days. But I think if you Google that, should Christians be making New Year's resolutions? I'm sure somebody somewhere has an opinion. In the meantime, while you're gathering your thoughts, let's go for it. Let's have a piece of music.
Yes.
Our very first track. You know me. I like me my jazz.
Oh, here we go.
2024.
Listeners, please help me. We need some trance, some dance music. It's coming.
Some. Yeah. We're going to have some of that. We're going to have some of that this year. We're going to switch up the music styles this year. In fact, Lillian, I have to say this before we get to the music. Lillian challenged me. That's a nice word. You know, questioned me around the music playlist that she'd sent, her music suggestions.
This is over months ago.
So,
listeners.
So the next show you're going to play. So you know what kind of music Lillian likes. Me and my jazz, you're going to hear Lillian's kind of the stuff she plays before she goes to bed. You're going to hear that stuff.
All right.
So I've got a jazz piece, but also I want to introduce this. I was really privileged on Friday to speak with a friend. I think, you know, she always was a sister to me. And many years ago, I used to sing in a band about 30 years ago in a group.
Wow.
Yeah, with a vocal group. There were five of us, two men, three women. And I lost touch with her. You know, we disbanded. In fact, we got to a point where we had a contract. We had people, you know, a contract was offered to us. We'd done stuff in various places.
Oh.
We had our outfits. We'd gone to a studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sound
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Jackson 5.
or Boys to Men or Blackstreet or something. In fact, my picture... I found my photo from the studio and somebody said, oh, look at you and your Boys to Men photo.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was really, really, really privileged to speak with her. And I discovered that she has a single out. She has a number of singles out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one in particular that blessed me, but we'll play that later on. Our first track for today is a wonderful, wonderful jazz piece. It is Amazing Grace Party by Tim Bowman. Enjoy. I just love the way the track ends there, that little vocalizing. That was Amazing Grace Party by Tim Bowman. Interestingly, Tim Bowman, his son is also called Tim. So Tim Bowman Sr., Tim Bowman Jr.
Wow.
And it features Jonathan Dubois Jr. There's lots of seniors and juniors on the track. Really wonderful rendition of the great hymn by John Newton, Amazing Grace. If you're just joining the show, this is Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues relating to our quality of life as Christians. It's the new year, and so we're asking, new year, new you. You know, this is the time where people make new resolutions. We're going to start a new business, do a new this, a new that, a new weight loss program, new course, new body, new house. Exactly. You know, new mind.
New hair.
Yay. New car, you know.
Yeah.
This is the time. What do we know, Lillian? What do we actually know when we think about New Year's resolutions? I mean, where did this come from? When did we start doing this? It's like we've all, I don't know when I started thinking about New Year's resolutions.
I think for me, maybe in my teens, that we started to realize, to understand about, what are you going to do differently, or what is your goal for the new year? And it was kind of like, type of thing, you know. And it wasn't until I started to get into the realm of personal growth, personal development, that it became more and more apparent to me about the benefits of setting New Year's resolutions in terms of how you can improve upon yourself and further yourself. So that's how I came about into doing New Year's resolutions. But I found that by setting certain goals, I'm not a goal person. Mm. I'm not goal orientated like that. So it was a real struggle for me. So yeah. I would be one of those people, you set it in January, okay, look over it, do your affirmations over it, et cetera, et cetera. And then come February, it's kind of fizzled out, you know. you're kind of willpowering it through to the end of January. But by February, just like, look, you know what, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
But the history, researching the history, this is what it says. Historically, the first recorded people to set New Year pledges, later to become known as resolutions, are the ancient Babylonians.
Whoa.
Some 4,000 years ago. Now, those of you listening, if you know anything about the Babylonians, read the Book of Daniel.
That's right.
You'll know more about them. So that was quite interesting. And it says the Babylonians are also the first civilization to hold recorded celebration in honor of the new year. And I also uncovered, it says, around 2000 BC, the Babylonians celebrated the new year during a 12-day festival called Akitu. That's A-K-I-T-U. Starting with the vernal equinox. Don't know what that is. this was the start of the farming season to plant crops, crown their king, and make promises to return borrowed farm equipment and pay their debts, which is quite interesting. So it's kind of like starting anew, isn't it? But a 12-day celebration. I've not heard of any sort of cultures or tribes that do that.
That's huge. What a party.
Yes.
I mean, again, as you said that now, I'm thinking, is that where the whole... the number 12 is quite significant in a number of cultures, a number of ancient cultures. It's also significant, you know, in terms, even in biblical culture, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel. If you look, we got 12 months in the year, you know. So it's just interesting that you just said, you know, we sing about the 12 days of Christmas. And it's interesting that you just talked about the fact this our 12-day celebration.
Yeah.
I mean, the Babylonians, if you read the Book of Daniel, you know these guys, go big or go home.
Exactly.
You know?
They were tough.
They were.
But it also says the new year offers a blank slate, an opportunity to get things right. When we set New Year's resolutions, we are utilizing a very important concept called self-efficacy. Yeah, that's it. Efficacy. That's it. Which means that by virtue of inspiring to a goal and following through on it, you have a sense of control over what's happening in your life. I don't know whether that, to an extent, that can be true.
Yes,
but we can't be in control of everything.
No.
So,
I understand that. I you know, like you were saying, I mean, I absolutely get it, you know. I get it. And I think this is that time of the year where it's a little bit tricky. it's a new year, mm-hmm. new year, new season. So there's that sense of, you know, things are new, mm. aren't they? There are a few times where things are regarded as new mm-hmm. than at the new year. I mean, the only other time that is this significant is at a birthday. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. You've entered, on your birthday, you enter a new year. Mm. So I understand it psychologically. I understand why we'd want to do these. I understand. I get it in that regard. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, if you're joining us, we'd love to hear from you. Do please send us your thoughts on this. When mm-hmm. did you first celebrate or recognize the need or the desire for a resolution, New Year's resolution or New Year's promise, whatever it is you want to call it? What does it mean to you? Mm-hmm. You can contact us via the PHBC Radio app if you tap on the button to contact the studio. Alternatively, you can reach us via social media using the handle @PHBCLondon on all our media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Insta.
Also known as X.
Formerly known as Twitter. In fact, a number of people have stopped saying formerly known as Twitter. Just X.
Oh, I'll still call it Twitter.
Yes, indeed. Well, the domain is twitter.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's not x.com.
Really?
Yes, the domain is still, the website is still twitter.com.
And also, listeners, let us know what New Year's resolutions you have set or New Year's goals you have set. Mm. And do you even believe in setting New Year's resolutions or goals?
Maybe yours was losing weight, this year or gaining weight. Mm. It's not always about weight loss.
It's true.
For some, it's about weight gain. Yes. Maybe you want to give up doing something or the other thing. Mm. Maybe this year's resolution is to spend more time with loved ones or spending time with family, spending time with God in prayer, Bible study, starting a business, of course. Mm-hmm. Maybe saving. Mm-hmm. You want to buy your first property or your second, mm-hmm. or you want to go into the property business. You want to start a business. What's your resolution? Mm. How did you get to that? How did you decide that? What's led you to decide on your New Year's resolution? But let me give you this statistic. Mm-hmm. Typically, and you said something, Lillian, about how you'd make a resolution at the beginning of January. Typically, by the end of January, around 40% of people will have broken their New Year's resolution. Mm. About 40% of people, the New Year's resolution falls to the ground. Mm. By Valentine's Day, which is just 2 weeks after that, the number of people who've broken it rises to 75%.
Wow.
So 6 weeks after making the resolution, approximately 75% have broken it. And many of us have a list of things we want to change, things we want to be new. And we spend, sadly, interestingly, sometimes we spend more time putting things on the list than fulfilling.
Actually taking action. Yes, that's true. Because, I think it can be quite noisy, in terms of people, and especially now with social media, seeing what other people are doing. Mm. And sometimes people are put off. Instantly, and they just think, oh, well, I'm never going to achieve my goal weight, or I'm never going to achieve this goal in this particular area. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes we forget that we need support.
Yes.
So we need people to help hold us accountable or motivate us to keep going to achieve that goal. And this is where peer group comes into play, support, letting trusted people know that, hey, look, this year I really want to achieve this. Can you hold me accountable? There's nothing wrong with that at all. So I'm not surprised with those stats.
Yeah.
I've got the stats, but I've got them around the other way.
About those who keep them.
Well, it says those who dump them and how many keep them. 23% of people dump New Year's resolutions by the end of 7 days.
Wow. Mm. And obviously that rises to 40 by the end of the month, mm-hmm. and then 75 in another couple. It's crazy, crazy numbers.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then only 9% of people keep their resolutions
through the year. Mm. So listeners, have you kept your resolutions in previous years? What's stopped you doing so? What's been behind that? Mm. Has it been easy? Has it been difficult? Has it been a challenge? How have you found keeping your resolution? what's been behind. If you haven't, why? What are the reasons you haven't kept your resolution?
But Pastor Tiji, have you set any goals this year, New Year's goals or resolutions?
That's so interesting that you say that. So the direct answer is, well, let me say yes and no. Yes and no. So I have a thing that I do toward the end of every year where I do a review and I sit down. I call it my board meeting, and I call my shareholders, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. And we sit down and I say, okay, let me present annual accounts. Mm-hmm. What have we done? What have I achieved? What have I failed at? Where's the growth happened? You know, in terms of what I give, what I gain, what I earn, where's the growth happened in terms of who I am? You know, any business, has the business grown? Has the business expanded? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's those things. And when I say grown and expanded, I'm not talking about putting on weight. Although, you know, that was on the list for me to check. You know? But in some regards, no, because but in some regards, yes. And in just a moment, I'm going to share, and I want us to talk about what I have a list here that I've put together that I said this is a good, these are good resolutions for every Christian for every year. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to stick to this list as well.
Okay,
this is a list that's important to me as well. But before we go to that list, and so, hey, listeners, if you're listening, what are your resolutions for the year? Yeah. And how likely do you think you're going to keep them? Are you going to fall into which percentage,
yes,
percentile will you fall into, you know? And it's okay. You can profess by faith. But before we go and talk about the statistics and talk about the suggested resolutions for every Christian for every year. As I said near the beginning of the show, I was privileged to speak with my friend, my sister, and I heard this song, and I want to play it today. It's called "Flow from Heaven." It's a really wonderful track. For me, I was really blessed to hear it, and I got her permission to play it. And so this is Monica B with the song "Flow from Heaven." I trust that it is a blessing to you. And we'll catch you right after this.
Lord, I come to you with a heart of praise, and I lift my hands before you. Lord, I seek your face, your amazing grace, as your Spirit.
Flow from heaven.
Flow from Heaven Above. That's Flow from Heaven Above by Monica B. Yeah, I really loved the simplicity of the worship in that, just asking the Holy presence of the Holy Spirit to flow from heaven. That's a worthy prayer, a wonderful prayer for the new year as we kick off this year, and particularly when we're talking about things like resolutions and making promises and deciding to do various things with our lives. So just before we went to the music break, we talked about the resolutions for this year and the kinds of resolutions. I have a list here, as I called it, the resolutions for every Christian for every year.
Okay. Now, before we get stuck into that, we have had a comment come through. Thank you, listener, for sending your comment. It says, hello, Being Mindful team. Thank you for the show tonight. Good way to start the year. You're welcome. He or she says, for me, I break down my goals into three areas, body, soul, and spirit. What do I want to change? Body, new hobby, skill, exercise, or something in that area that I want to start or stop. Soul, what do I want to do professionally? Assess where I am in terms of the role, new skill, course, or CPD activity. And then spirit, what do I want to see changed or developed in my spirit for the year? What fruit of the spirit do I want to develop? That is a great one. Where can I serve God more? Excellent. What do I need to put away and discipline myself in for the year that has helped me over the years? Oh, thank you very much, listener. That sounds very extensive.
What a comprehensive list.
Yes, very comprehensive. And these are the type of things that, you know, when we do set the New Year's goals or resolutions, whatever we want to call them, New Year's intentions, you know, to spend time and go into, why do I want to set these? Why are these so important to me? Because when we know our why, this helps us when we get to that point of wanting to give up, or doubt sets in, or we don't feel motivated anymore. But when we refer to our why anchors us into that, yes, this is why it's important for me to do this or pursue this resolution or this intention or this goal.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I think that's a wonderful segue into this list. So resolutions, my suggested resolutions for every Christian for every year. And of course, going back to your question, Lillian, earlier on, this is my intent. This is my goal. This is what I am hoping to. So number one, I think I've got six or seven of them. Number one, you need to plug in, connect more with God. Let's start at the beginning. So it's about plugging into the ultimate source of all things. You know, we read in the book of Matthew what happened with Jesus. Matthew 14:23 is a verse that came to mind. It says, after dismissing the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Talking about Jesus, and Jesus just at that point, feeling, you know what, I need to plug in and switch on. I need to get back in with the source. And I think the key thing that we've got to ensure that we're doing in the new year and through the year is to remain plugged in, into God. But there's you know, I learned this a number of years ago in a church I was with, a pastor there used to often say, don't just plug in, switch on. You could plug a fridge into the wall, but if you ain't switched it on, it's useless.
That's happened to me many times when I've charged my phone. Plugged it into the wall. And I'm like, why is it not charging?
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot to switch it on.
Don't just plug in, switch on. And I think that's a powerful, powerful principle to hold to. You know, sometimes we say, oh, well, yeah, I'm plugging into God. No. Are you switched on? Are you actually taking the what God's sending? Are you taking power from the source? You know, are you taking power from the source? So the number one, I think that's really, really important, is don't just plug in, switch on. Plug in, connect more with God this year. And the truth of it is, when you look at this text in Matthew 14, what happened where Jesus took himself away, that happened literally just before the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. That was literally just before. And so one of the lessons I look at, you know, when in that is, are you looking for a miracle in 2024? Are you looking for a breakthrough in 2024?
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking for your wow moment? Plug into God and switch on.
Well, I have a scripture or two. And Matthew, seek God. My first intention was seek God, because everyone was asking me, I say everyone, but my friends, my close friends were saying, so what's your goals? What are you doing? You know, your intentions. And I'm like, well, I don't have anything new. It's just a continuation. But first and foremost, I'm seeking God first. Mm. So Matthew 6:33, as we all know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Psalm 32 verse 8, you know, God says that he will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. He will guide us with our eye. And in Jeremiah 29:11, he has the plans for us. So, you know, oftentimes we can create our own goals, but they're not in alignment with what God wants for us.
Yes, yes.
So it really is important, like you say, to plug in, switch on, seek God first on what your intentions and goals are.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Second one, yeah, you want to know what you're worth. Look at the people around you. So when you're plugging in, you're switching on, but you're also hanging around people who are plugged in and switched on. And what happens is iron starts to sharpen iron.
Yes.
You're sharpening one another. You're getting rid of, when you're sharpening, when iron's being sharpened, you'll see the flakes, the specks, the iron filings fall to the ground. So you're getting rid of the blunt edges of one another. That's what I mean by, you know, network net worth, because which one is more expensive, which one's more valued, which one is more valuable, a blunt knife or a sharp knife? Boom, a sharp knife. You know, so the sharper you are, the greater, you know, chance of increasing your net worth. And you get sharpened by hanging around the right people. Iron sharpens iron, not wood sharpens iron or butter sharpens iron. You know, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's really important. The second one is, you know, as I say, to connect more with God's people, to stay plugged into the network. You understand? So that it helps to increase your net worth. And I think that's really, really important. And it's the coming together, though.
Yes.
Because sometimes what we do is we just come in and pop in and pop out. So we're not plugged into the network. You know, sometimes people just come to church. And I'm not talking about new people who are still testing the water, testing the family. People who've been in the family for a while, just come in, sit, go.
Yeah.
Come in, sit, go. And it's like you're not going to gain. You're not gaining the fullness of God's intent.
Yes.
Because you're not being sharpened. You know, and sometimes what the enemy, what the devil says is, don't tell them your business. Don't let them get close.
He loves to isolate people.
Don't let them get close because they'll know your business. Yeah. We'll know your business. But by knowing your business, we can support you. We can sharpen you.
Yes.
Thereby increasing your net worth. So that's number two.
It's a good one.
My third one is serve faithfully. So you've plugged into the source, you've connected with the network. Now serve faithfully. You know, scripture tells us that each one of us should use the gifts that we have received to serve one another. Because when we do so, we're emulating what it is to be a faithful steward of God's goodness, God's grace, in its diverse forms of God's grace and God's goodness. So in so doing, serve faithfully, serve diligent, be diligent and disciplined in what you're doing. Okay, you know what? I want to join the gym. Be diligent and disciplined. Don't just pay the money. You know what? For the money that chap paid, he could have bought a home gym. And it would have been one fixed cost.
He was paying over £60, let me tell you that.
£60 a month, 720 quid a year. He could have bought a home gym for 300.
Exactly.
Fixed cost, one time.
Yeah.
And he could let it there, you know, use it as a table, as a laptop holder, do what he wants with it. It's a fixed cost. Oh my goodness.
Like I said, he's rich, but he said, no, I'm not.
No, you know, ask him, tell him, send him my bank details. You know, if he's got spare money to give, I'll take it.
You know? Believe it. When he told me, I was like, what in the world?
So it's important. The third thing that we've got to be thinking about is being diligent and being disciplined. Whatever, you know, scripture talks about whatever it is you find to do, do it faithfully, do it diligently, do it with a disciplined heart and disciplined mind. Because in so doing, we're giving glory to God. You know, this is who God has created us to be. So the third thing that we've really got to be doing is wherever we are, whatever we're giving, to do so faithfully, diligently, with discipline. That's number three. Number four. So we're doing all of this stuff, you know, number four, and I think some of the reasons why people quit on their New Year's resolutions. Mm. I said to somebody today, you know, the person, I said, oh, I was greeting the person, how are you? And it was, oh, you don't want to know what kind of day I've had. You know, and I said, what, New Year, same problems, you know, and was my phrase. Because sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah.
Even though it's a new year, mm-hmm. it's the same problems. Mm-hmm. And let's not kid ourselves. The enemy only has one set of tactics. Mm. And maybe for some of us, he's bringing those tactics. Yeah. And he's bringing those negative thoughts. Mm. He's calling us to look back. Mm. There's a reason the rear windscreen is smaller than the front one. Mm. You know, there's a reason the rear view mirror is small. Mm. You understand? There's a reason. Yeah. We should be focusing forward. So number four is read the Bible. Yeah. Mm. I said it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Read the Bible. Get in the word, because yes. what it does, it helps us to practice healthy thoughts. Mm-hmm. It helps us to practice healthy speech. Mm-hmm. It helps us to practice healthy thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, healthy, you understand what I mean? Yeah. Those attitudes, it helps us to practice that. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible tells us that what was written in the past was written to teach us in Romans 15, so that, you know, we may endure through what's taught in the scriptures and the encouragement that they provide, mm-hmm. that will then give us hope. Mm-hmm. You know, Romans 15:4 talks about this. So my fourth suggested resolution for every Christian for every year is read the Bible. So number one, connect more with God, plug into the source. Number two, connect more with God's people. Your network will determine your net worth. Number mm-hmm. three, serve faithfully with diligence and discipline. Number four, read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Number five, oh, this is a big one. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
This is what a lot of people, very few people have this on their list.
Okay, go for
it. On their list of resolutions. When mm-hmm. I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to da-da-da-da-da, very few. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Number five, yeah. share the gospel. Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Share the gospel. I always say it. I've said it in church many, many times from the front, from the pulpit. It's all over YouTube. I say it. It's not about you. Get over yourself. It's not about you. Get over yourself.
I can imagine some listeners will be, I'm scared. How
I know. You see, sharing the gospel, you know, Jesus' great commission, go and make disciples of all nations, mm-hmm. baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? When you share the gospel, when you intentionally and deliberately choose to be a witness, choose to tell somebody about the hope that you profess, mm. it helps to build your strength. It builds your maturity. It mm-hmm. builds your resilience. Let me tell you something. When you are someone that is then, do you know teachers grow mm. through teaching?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing can grow you like being a teacher or a mentor or a guide or a shepherd. Mm. When you're sharing with someone, when you're the vessel, a vessel that God is using to grow someone, to feed someone, mm. it grows you.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't but grow, because mm-hmm. they'll ask you questions. You need to go do your research.
Mm. Absolutely.
They'll ask yes. you questions. You have to check yourself. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so nothing can grow you like being a mentor, a teacher, a guide. It builds your spiritual maturity. Number five, share the gospel. Witness the gospel to somebody this year. That's a fantastic New Year's resolution.
Definitely. Yes. Now,
should we go to number six?
Go for it.
Number six. Dun, dun, dun. Focus on your spiritual growth. So I talked about number five, sharing the gospel, building spiritual maturity.
Uh-huh.
Number six, focus on your spiritual growth.
Mm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot give what you do not have.
Mm. Yeah.
Fill yourself up.
Mm-hmm. You cannot pour from an empty cup.
You cannot pour. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Fill yourself up. You know, Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us move away. Let's go beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. Mm. And be taken forward into the mature things of Christ. Not simply, and not lay again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. See, the scripture here is saying, grow up.
Mm.
You know, grow up.
Mm.
Yeah. Put away childish things.
Mm.
So focus on your own spiritual growth, your own spiritual maturity. You cannot give what you do not have. I love that phrase. You cannot pour from an empty cup.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that, Pastor G. Is there any more?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got one more. Go for it.
Shall I give you the last one?
Yeah, go on then, and yeah. then I'll share what I've got.
Okay, okay. My last one, very last one, is after all of this, give generously. Give generously.
Uh-huh.
1 Corinthians 9:11 says you will be enriched in every way.
Mm.
It doesn't end there. Mm-hmm. It says so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through your through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
Mm.
There's a phrase that I love to use. Don't be a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a pond.
Mm.
Don't be a lake, be a river. Don't be a pond, be a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't be a lake, be a river. Don't be a pond, be a stream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be a bucket, be a pipe.
Mm.
The bucket gets water in it. The pipe gets water in it. But which one has more water pass through the pipe?
The movement.
You know, when you're a pipe, when you're a stream, when you're a river, you become limitless.
Mm-hmm.
God can trust you with more because you're making space for more. You're releasing what you have for more to flow through, go through. You know?
So listeners, are you a lake or are you a stream or a river? That's one to think about.
So release your gifting, your talents, release it all generously.
Or you pond, you know, no fresh water is coming through and you're just there and it just smells over time. But that's really, really good, Pastor, those 7 points, especially for us Christians, because it is important to connect, plug in with God, connect with godly people who are connected with God. Mm-hmm. And I like the aspect you would talk about iron sharpens iron.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And we've
got to make a decision in the new year. I want to be sharpened.
Mm.
Find like-minded people who are also plugged into the source.
Yeah.
Who are plugged into the network. Mm. Who are plugged into, you know, the grid that can sharpen you.
And making that growth, our spiritual growth as well. And, you know, we can do things like, you know, it's important for us to have a vision and to have direction as well. Because as it says in Proverbs 28:18, if you read the King James Version or the Amplified Version, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So on these points that Pastor Deji mentioned, you know, you might think, like, for example, sharing the gospel, you might think, okay, what would that look like? You know, see yourself sharing the gospel, and it doesn't have to be in a particular way. You can speak with different people who share the gospel, people you know who share the gospel, and even pray and ask God, how would you have me share the gospel?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It doesn't have to be hard. It could just be as simple as smiling at someone and someone say, oh, you know, you seem happy, you seem joyful. And that's an open door to share the gospel.
Indeed, indeed. And sometimes it's just, you know, like scripture says, all you have to do is tell them what you believe.
Mm.
Don't convince them.
Mm.
Just tell them what you believe and why. That's enough. That's sufficient. And I think these are the sorts of resolutions that add value to who we are.
Mm.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting a bigger house, or, you know, you want to buy a Bentley, or if you want to buy a spare Bentley, you can send it my way.
And mine.
You know.
Yeah. I would sell it. Well, exactly. I would sell it.
Exactly. Indeed.
And also ask God for wisdom to implement the goals and resolutions. James 1:5 talks about, you know, if we lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom. Oftentimes, again, we can be setting these goals. You might say, oh, yeah, definitely. You've written down all the 7 that Pastor Deji mentioned. And, you know, you're like, right, that's it. I'm going to go for it. And you're like, and God is like, hold on. Wait a minute, wait.
Yeah.
But you've already gone way down the road.
Absolutely.
But there's no wisdom there. You know,
resolutions should not just be about the one-off gestures.
Mm.
You know, you talked about wisdom,
and
wisdom, you know, scripture says wisdom is profitable to direct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wisdom is the principal thing and all you're getting in understanding. Resolutions should be about creating healthy habits, you know, something that's sustainable, that's continuous, you know, and if the habit is healthy, then the habit can be sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the new year brings images to mind, you know, in terms of the way we look and how we imagine we want to feel, the kinds of things, you know, and typically this time of the year, this is when all the motivational speakers come out, you know, the business gurus come out, and it's very, very, and these things are taking over, you know, beckoning us to come, you know, lifelong. I mean, M&S, I was seeing them, they've got this drink, healthy gut, la 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 la, all of a sudden, coincidentally, they start advertising it now. And so, and we start to compare ourselves using societal standards. And if we focus too much on our physical appearance, if we focus too much on, you know, the material stuff, we're going to get disillusioned and discouraged and disappointed, you know, disappointed. Because those things do not hold eternal weight.
No, no. The spiritual side, our relationship with God, our relationship with Christ Jesus and Holy Spirit is so essential.
Yeah. Well, so we have come to, listeners, sorry, we've come to the end of today's show. As always, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on the show with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for your comments.
Absolutely. And on the PHBC Radio app, the show will be in the live show's podcast at some point later tonight, very late tonight or early tomorrow morning. So you can always go back and listen to it. Join us again in a couple of weeks' time. We're on a break next week. Join us again in a couple of weeks' time for this show, Being Mindful. And we look forward to hearing from you then.
Yes.
As we always say, as we always sign off every time we have a show. Well, I am Pastor Deji Ayarinde. I've been joined in the studio with
lovely Lillian,
wonderful Lillian. sorry, Anita couldn't be here. But as we always say, take care of yourselves and each other.
God bless you.
God bless you.